This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. In the U.S., some chief executives get more than 1,000 times the average worker pay at their companies. In Switzerland, the votes have just been counted on a measure to limit CEO compensation there to just 12 times what everyone else makes. The verdict?
It failed pretty convincingly. 65% of Swiss voters said no to salary limits, just 35% saying yes.
The BBC's Imogen Folks is based in Geneva.
The key arguments were this measure is too restrictive. It will really hamper Swiss business. It could deter foreign investment and foreign talent from coming to Switzerland. And here we are, one of Europe's healthiest economies, one of the only healthy economies in Europe at the moment. If it's not broken, let's not try to fix it.
Now, Imogen, do the results of this referendum give Swiss executives a free hand to seek whatever pay they want now?
No, certainly not. In March of this year, so just 9 months ago, we had a referendum already, which was passed overwhelmingly, which did ban golden goodbyes and put strict limits on bonuses. Now, that was the first indication at the ballot box anyway, that the Swiss are concerned about excessive salaries. A few months from now, we have yet another referendum, and that will be on guaranteeing a minimum wage. So concerns about too high salaries and about a widening wage gap, which Switzerland, like the US, has also been seeing over the past few years, those concerns remain.
The BBC's Imogen Folks is based in Geneva. Imogen, thank you.
Thank you.